we see first the letter scene from Eugene Onegin by Tchaikovsky, sung by Irene Wilden. Tatiana is the daughter of a very wealthy Russian woman who has a big estate in the prairie. She has grown up in great solitude. She has never seen many people. She is a very romantic girl. She has always read a lot of novels and has made out an ideal. The men for whom she will once fall should be exactly like these men in the novels which she reads. And her dream comes true. Eugene Onegin, a man of the world, visits them and she falls very much in love with him. He is not interested in her at all. But she feels that she has to confess to him her great love and gives her whole life, her fate, into his hands. And we see this scene in which she writes him a letter confessing her infatuation for him. For those who don't know the opera, I will very shortly tell you that he, getting this letter, is terribly annoyed. Because in his eyes she is just a silly little girl, and he rejects her. It is not the fact that he rejects her, because she had to expect that, but it is the way how he does it which hurts her very much, because he is terribly cynical and rather cruel to her. In the course of the opera, he kills in a duel his best friend and turns into a very restless and unhappy person. She herself, Tatiana, grows up to be a raving beauty and marries a prince and is a very glamorous personality. After years, Onegin meets her again and sees her in all her glory and falls in love with her and wants to persuade her to go away from her husband and follow him. But she rejects him. She reminds him of the time when she was an innocent young girl and with which cruelty he had refused her. And now, because he finds her in such a glamorous surrounding and such a famous beauty and great lady of the society, now he warns her, and she says, "No, thank you very much." That's the end of the opera. So, Tatiana has just has gone to bed. We couldn't get a bed here, so this you have to use your imagination. This is a bed where you have to lie a moment. I'm sorry, you have to lie a moment. Yeah, stretch out there. It will not be very comfortable. That's it. Yeah. So, and she has just sent. I don't envy her at all. And she has sent away her old nurse and companion and has made up her mind that she will write the letter. So if you start there, with the first chord. No. Yeah. Very violently. With the first chord, you come here, I'll show you that. She takes her shoes. If I hear, here are her shoes. There hangs her wrapper. She takes that all in this music here. Go on. Mein Untergang, erfahren und so. This is it. beginning. Oh, no, no. Girl. She will not say, oh, I love him. She will say, I love him. She is very outgoing. She has, for the first time in her life, she has seen a man who has made a tremendous impression on her. Her whole world has changed very suddenly. And she has only one feeling. I have to tell him. I have to say I love him, and my love is so great and so wonderful that I am almost sure he will say yes. But you are much too sentimental. She is not sentimental. She's terribly excited. She clutches her heart and, oh my God, I am so in love. I don't know what I'm going to do. So do that once more. Start to sing. It will be dreadfully late. Have you patience? I have. But where she starts? Not as if you go to market and want to buy something. And now you start to write very impetuously. You don't think at all, you just write. And then you, do you watch me? And then a little slower, and then, oh, I don't think this is right. And then you start, let's go there. You know, when I say you should walk, I don't mean you should walk like this and then over there. It should be always you are. This girl is driven. She is driven by her passion, by her desire to tell this man. This is not a quiet girl. This girl is a flame from head to foot. So let's try to be a flame. No, I want you to go over there. I'm sorry. The end when she sings. Some ink. Go on, go on, or we will sit here till 1 o'clock.
No, it will not do. I'll write another.
But you say this whole, what can I say? You know, it must be more a child which is helpless, which doesn't know how to express. Where she ends that letter. Nein, das ist nichts. Aufs Neue beginne ich. Wie sonderbar, es schaudert mich. Try to make it human, so that as you would behave in life. If you would write a letter, nicht wahr, and you wouldn't know what to do, you wouldn't say, I don't really know what I'm writing. You would say, what can I write? How can I express what I feel? How can I express it so that he will understand it? Oh, I think now I know. And then you start. You know, you have always to think in your role. Then you will find the right expression. If you just listen to the music and sing when you have to sing, then it is not human anymore. Then it is all like a parrot who has learned something. But think, you are now touching. And you have to put yourself into the place of Tatiana entirely. And then you will find the right expression. So where you start the first letter. And don't squander so much paper here for the... Right now, you take the letter and you read what you have written. And put the pen aside now.
Begins to read.
Yeah, where she begins to read.
I write to you, though it were better, far better not to write at all. When you read this wretched letter, you'll think me lost. None but myself alone.
when you say passion overwhelms my every part, and you clutch your stomach at that moment. And I don't believe your passion. And to make it easy, you go just one step here, and then you go back, and you take this chair here. It's always good to have here something. You take this chair, you say, passion overwhelms my every being. And then you sit down again, so that you don't stand there. So, where you get? Could I have here, please, a glass? I have talked so much in New York that I really, my vocal cords hang out of my throat, I think. So, maybe you get up there.
Locked up forever in my secret heart, not but myself alone should ever know it. But this passion overwhelms my every part.
But that is unnecessary that you get up here so quickly. You can do only a gesture, only, what will he think of me? Never mind, I have to. It is too restless. Go on, it is very late. Now you write again. This has no sense when you get up. Now you stand beside the table there. And don't say another, so like a soldier. Another. How is it possible that I could think for a moment I could have married another man? Here slowly. Entirely change of ideas. You wouldn't stay on the same. If you sing these very lyrical, and then you say, but no, now my dream came true.
He isn't. When he came in, I knew it was him. You couldn't. Look, you cannot do everything standing on the same place. You have to just the steps which you make, Arno. They are too much. What shall I say? As if you go walking somewhere. It must always, the step is, you are driven. You are driven from your emotion. So, it's very difficult in this short time. You know, it's a difficult scene, and you have never done it. And you do it very nicely, but one cannot do everything which is possible here.
Better.
I recognized you, my heart within me, wildly beating. And then at once I knew I loved you, loved you. Was it not you whose voice made answer? To the saints my prayer I send. You should grant me mercy and compassion, and to the suffering poor I've put hands so often then, know that the alternate beside me, know in the way of truth divine.
Sit down now. Like in a dream now. Not so stiff, lean backwards. These are two very different ideas. Are you an angel or are you a devil? You cannot sing that in the same way. Sag, bist als Engel du erschienen, kamst als ein Tempter du zu mir. Cringe is the idea he could be.
Oh, crafty tempter, come from hell.
Listen. She is not furious in saying that. She is frightened. You say so as if you want to say, if you are a devil, I get you. You make such a face. It's much more, have you been sent as an angel to me? Or perhaps as a devil to tempt me? You're frightened. You know, this girl is, she fights here. She fights with her own thoughts and her own fears. You say, are you an angel? Are you a devil? Do you come to kill my illusions? What is the next word you say?
You only can
solve these doubts in me. And what is then what you say?
It is you alone can give.
I only know it in German. We had a beautiful performance in Vienna under the baton of Bruno Waltauer. We'll never forget it. I do it once more, but I've warned that each time you have another idea, you should express it differently. And don't sit there like a good little girl. She is really not a good little girl. She is a girl who is slightly hysterical through all these reading of novels and having built up an ideal in her mind how the man should be without any faults and like Lohengrin. So more like this. Are you an angel? Are you a devil? Or you alone can tell me what you are. Will you ruin my life? Or will you give me happiness? It's always different ideas, and you have to react differently. Once more, verses. Even if you are a devil, that you cannot do. You get up quickly and so, and if it is so, all right, here I am and I want to belong to you.
So be it then, with all its woe, my suffering heart I lay before you. All that I am is yours, but oh, some pity show me.
On the stage, in singing, you have to go backwards so that you are here but with the last chord, you fall on that bed and weep, sob very, very violently. And then you get up and you go to that table and you sign this letter and you take the wax here and this seal, you put the letter to guest. So and then you stick here and say, so. And here now is my fate, and here it shall go to him. That is all in a tremendous version. It is absolutely too difficult to do.